Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Hi, everyone. This is the Rose Colombo, and we have a little breaking news. President Trump, you may have heard, wants to end anchor babies, and I want you to support President Donald J. Trump's end of anchor babies. We love babies, but we don't want illegal babies being born in the USA. Babies grow up and have more babies, and especially if they end up on welfare. And that is not economically sound for America. So anchors away with anchor babies. We can't do anything about the past, but we can do something about today. Today is the present, and a present is a gift. And President Trump is handing you a gift. So grab onto it. Vote red, vote Republican, and let's clean up our laws and let's restore the republic operated by the rule of law. If you and I, as natural born Americans, must follow the rule of law or else be arrested and caused a lot of heartache and pain, and if we can't leave this country without showing proper identification, everything they require, pat-downs, naked x-rays, searches, questions, iris scan, fingerprints, passports, driver's licenses, birth certificates, and so forth, or even identify ourselves to buy diet pills or cough syrup or a bottle of wine or a credit card or access Disneyland. We can't do it unless we identify ourselves in our own country. Why are we allowing foreigners to violate our laws? So anchors away with anchor babies. The law of nations defines a U.S. natural-born American, so simple, as a baby born on U.S. soil or protected U.S. soil, because of our military, foreign agents, born to two legal Americans. It is that simple. Now, the lawyers and the Democrats and the globalists are trying to confuse our youth, and they have been very, very good at what they do. Confusion and crisis and creating illegal immigration and headed for civil unrest. Somebody's paying for all these agendas. These are pre-planned agendas to take down America, destroy America, depopulate the natural-born Americans to make room for the foreign invasion and foreign invaders who are already here and turn our nation to a nation of Babel, civil unrest, and possibly even a pandemic, because we don't know if these people are bringing in communicable diseases who are foreign invaders and heading towards our borders. And also, we had Obama and Hillary and the Democrats flying in and walking in bypassing TSA, bypassing Border Patrol, bypassing the FBI, bypassing law enforcers, and bypassing ICE, especially in California under Governor Jerry Brown, and allowing unidentified radicals from the Middle East by the tens of thousands to enter our nation, non-vetted. If you ask a whistleblower, they will tell you that, because Obama and Hillary used our tax dollars as incentives to migrate as many as possible in those 8 years that they possibly could. So we don't know who is living in the USA anymore. Although the American people must be identified, totally identified, we can't do anything without being identified, tracked and spied upon and photographed and questioned. But all these illegals, they say they can't locate, they can't identify, somehow end up with free health care, free Obamacare, paid by the taxpayers, so it's not free to us, housing, food stamps, even polygamous with a few wives and dozens of kids. Doesn't matter, even though polygamy is against our law. It's allowed here in the USA now if you're a foreigner. So the foreigners get all the rights. They get all the freebies paid by the U.S. taxpayers, which means that under Obamacare we have been enslaved to the Muslims, the illegals, and to the government. So if the blacks think they're the only ones enslaved, they're so wrong. They are so wrong. If you're a natural-born American, a legal naturalized American, you too are enslaved now by the Democrats and the globalists and the rhinos who sold us out. So Anchor is a way to anchor babies, because that is illegal immigration, and it is a fraud on the American people. Babies grow up, and babies have more babies. So it is plain, concise, and clear that a natural-born American, as defined in the Law of Nations, a book that the framers used to define the Constitution, constitutional laws, U.S. professors have used and use, judges and lawyers use, to define constitutional law. And the Law of Nations makes it very clear and concise that a natural-born citizen of the United States of America is a baby born to two legal Americans on U.S. soil. It is that simple. Common Sense 101. Foreign parents who sneak across the borders with intent to violate United States border laws is a crime. They're inside this country illegally with intent to give birth to their baby on U.S. soil with the intent to bypass legal immigration, legal inspection, legal citizenship, and to get on the welfare rolls and or find jobs, whichever they can, commit a fraud on the legal natural-born Americans by bypassing legal immigration, legal inspections, and legal citizenship. While they are illegally in the country, but are granted the right to remain here because they were able to illegally sneak across our borders and have a baby. And the baby's birthright is passed on from the two foreign-born countries. The two foreign-born parents from foreign countries, who were born in foreign countries. That baby cannot be a legal U.S. natural-born citizen. It's impossible. We get our birthright from our parents. And that baby cannot be a legal naturalized American, because the immigrants who are naturalized Americans came here legally. They went through the ports of entry. They went through legal immigration, legal inspections, and they were granted legal entry. So this is a dirty trick on Americans. And it is a fraud on Americans. And millions of babies being born from Russia, China, the Middle East, Central America, South America, Mexico, Canada, are here in the USA, many on our welfare programs and getting Obamacare, all paid by the American taxpayer, while the American citizens who paid into it, the legal natural-born Americans and the legal naturalized Americans who've been here for generations, paid into it, paid into Social Security, paid into Medicare, Medi-Cal, Medicaid, Obamacare, all of these requirements mandated by the government. And even though personally I believe Obamacare and wrote the first blog, Obamacare is unconstitutional, illegal, and unlawful. And it is. And it was unread, which makes it totally illegal and unconstitutional. Every law must be read and studied. That is the job of the legislators. And it must be in accordance with the Constitution. And it must provide equality, just, fair, common sense, and equitable justice and laws. And Obamacare does none of that. It discriminates against the natural-born Americans. And it gives free health care to the illegals and the Muslims on the backs of the American people and to the anchor babies. And it forces us to pay to kill off the future natural-born Americans in the USA and depopulate them. And to kill off the elderly, the sick, the chronically ill, and cancer patients and so forth by denying and rationing health care to them, making Obamacare unaffordable, and they're worried about pre-existing conditions when everyone who is a natural-born American or a legal generational naturalized American is being punished, rationed, and denied health care, medications, and treatments under Obamacare because they have to find that funding from somewhere to pay for millions and millions of anchor babies and foreign invaders who are here either legally or illegally, regardless of whether they're here illegally, because we have Democrats and Democratic governors such as in New York and California and other states, Oregon and so forth, who support sanctuary cities and no-go zones where they stockpile guns and train up with weapons. And these are all unidentified people, and yet they still receive their welfare checks and their SNAP program and their Obamacare, and they're even getting Social Security checks. How is that possible? And driver's licenses. How is it okay for illegals to drive on our roads? And vote on top of it. So no more anchor babies. Anchors away with anchor babies. Let's put America's natural-born citizens first. Yes, we believe in immigration. We believe in legal immigration. We believe that all foreigners must respect our immigration laws, our inspection laws, and our citizenship laws, which require assimilation, and they require allegiance to the United States Constitution, not to Sharia law, not to a communist manifesto, but to the United States Constitution. Anything else is a traitor and a fraud and a treason against the American people and America. So let's get our cards in order here, and let's support President Donald J. Trump's executive order and stop and end anchor babies as of today, the present. This is a gift to the American people, and it's up to you to vote red and vote Republican and protect our borders, our immigration laws, our citizenship laws, and to force foreigners to enter through the ports of entry, legally enter, and stop thinking they can force their way into the USA, have babies, and remain here on the backs and the sweat of the brow of the American workers who are legally in the country and or natural-born Americans. God bless you. God bless America. Support President Trump. And remember, injustices can happen to you, and they can happen to me. But together, as Americans, voting red, we can take back our country.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or, if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.